Someone's getting cut tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We picked the song because they played it tonight. And fun fact, it's about touching yourself. It's a little sexual.
You know, I thought it was initially. What? I love men. So I was going around singing that. I love men.
I love how it's like the complete opposite.
Yeah, I know. I'm learning that tonight.
She's like, wow. She doesn't need men. That's what she's saying.
What else is she saying, Imani? What else?
Just keep that for another time. Well, welcome back, everyone, to episode 5, Jump Split Reckoning. I'm your host, Imani Blackman, and tonight it's just the two of us.
It's just the two of us. Okay, I can't say. What's up, y'all? I'm Stefan.
So make sure you guys look out tonight for our new special segment, which is Cheer History, bringing you cheer history.
Woohoo!
So overall, what were your thoughts on today's episode?
You know, I thought it was pretty exciting because we all were expecting the big cut. Like, is it going to happen? Is it going to be tonight? So I was just really excited to see, okay, I don't know if excited is the right word to say, but I was looking, I was anxious to see who was going to be the first one to go home. So this episode did not disappoint because yes, that's what we see. So a good episode. We see more about the girls. We learn more personality, see more personality. So it was a fun episode.
Agreed. I thought what was really cool, like you said, we got to see the girls and the Kelly had one-on-one time with them. So we really able to know their background, what they're studying in school and all that good stuff. So it was a good episode. Starting off with the jump split and the kick line. This jump split is super famous. They do it at every game, every performance. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it like the first episode we did. I used to practice this on my mattress when
Can
I was a little girl.
Can you do that?
Oh, probably not anymore. Oh, my goodness. Like, even just watching them do that tonight, I was like, oh, my goodness. And especially when they were doing it by themselves. Like, at least when they're together, they have some pressure. But when they're just like, psh, like, to get that, you have to have your split in the air to come down properly.
Yes.
That's hard.
And you have to trust it. Right. I mean, you saw a lot of girls, you know, I won't name names, but a lot of girls who were hesitating. They didn't want to jump too high, with the fear of landing too hard.
Right.
So it was scary. You have to be super athletic to do that.
No, for sure. Yeah. They had Lacey, she's a 5-year veteran, and she, I think that was last season, she kicked herself in the face and made her nose bleed because her kicks were so high. And that's a lot to live up to.
They gave her a nickname based off of it, right?
Yeah. I forgot what it was called.
It's incredible, though. You're right.
I'm like, imagine being next to her in the lineup.
Right.
And you're like, here. And she's like, psh, psh.
I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to stand next to her. Can I be on the end, please?
Right. Yes. No way. And then that's how you get called out because it's like, of course my kicks aren't as high as Lacey's.
Right. And who was it? Jasmine, who definitely was not kicking high.
Yeah, I think her problem, she wasn't getting the split in the air.
The split so she in the air was troublesome.
She was like an acute angle.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? Acute?
I am not a dancer.
Acute? I'm doing like math. Like acute in, I forget the degrees, but she was like this, a V, and then came down.
Yeah, they came down.
But you got to be like a full split in the air to be able to legit
to make
do
it
that.
Look pretty, to make it look that good. That's the whole point. So I was feeling for her. You know, because she was struggling. And this is the first time I've ever seen that part of her.
And they're telling her to point her toe. Mm-hmm. And she came from a competitive background of cheer, which is completely different than dance. Because they're called Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, but they're dancers.
That I'm so happy you brought that up. Because I was going to ask you, like, what is the difference? Are they cheerleaders or are they dancers?
Definitely dancers with pom-poms. I think that's across the board with all the pro teams, NFL or NBA. They're all dancers. When you go to the audition, it tells you the audition on the piece of paper, it says you should have 8+ years of dance experience because they're doing like pirouettes and leaps and splits. Mm-hmm. And if you just came from a strictly cheer background where you were a flyer or a bass, or you're just doing really intricate movement.
Or just in the nightclub?
Or just in the nightclub, you're not going to be.
Definitely
have
8 years experience.
Yeah.
There,
then you're probably ready for
Maybe I'll try. Who knows?
Judy and Kelly also mentioned that they were going to have a hard time cutting 9 ladies, especially after, I noticed they said that after they were watching the jump split in the kick line, because honestly, they were doing kind of good. Like, majority of the, as a whole, for that to be their first time to actually doing it, jumping in the air all together, a group of rookies.
Yeah, I know. I agree. From what we saw on TV, I mean, really, there was only one standout in a bad way.
Right.
Only one person that I saw who wasn't really capable of getting that full split and then landing as hard as the girls fall and making it look gorgeous.
Right.
So I think you're right. They all did, for the most part, did a pretty good job.
Right. Previous seasons, I feel that they have struggled with that jump split.
Yeah.
But maybe because it's been around for so long, they're probably practicing on their mattress.
What's the trick? Well. What's the trick? Like, how do they land? It seemed like there was a lot of pressure on the ankles, on the foot.
Yeah.
So they kind of like, you know, take off the pressure of landing so hard.
Yeah.
In that form. What is it? What's the secret?
I don't even know. I think you just have to do it. I mean, you can't think about it. You just go for it. Because it looks crazy. When you watch it, it's like, I can't believe they're doing this every single game.
On grass.
Every performance on grass. And they have boots on.
Right.
With a problem, I think it has a little bitty heel on it. Right now they're doing it in tennis shoes. So once they put those boots on, it's probably a different, you know, different story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
incredible either way.
Right, exactly. I'm like, I don't know how they do this day in and day out and continue to practice it. And they're expected to be
smile.
Perfect. Right, exactly. Right after the field time, they went straight to rehearsal, which showed that's a lot of work, I think, that people don't understand. Yeah. Like, they went straight from the field upstairs to the rehearsal studios to continue with their rehearsal.
That's just a normal day.
Right.
And for them it is. You're right.
Yeah, it's so long. They have to be so tired. I'd be exhausted and hungry, for sure.
And makeup-less. I mean, their makeup's perfect the entire time.
They have to wear makeup. They have to be, like, show
ready.
And
where's the sweat? Because if it was me, Imani, like, seriously, sweat stains everywhere.
Yeah, oh, no, same. I sweat, like, doing anything. I sweat really bad. So I can't even imagine. Maybe they have a bunch of fans. Like, do you notice Beyonce never sweats? It's because she has fans everywhere around her. So when she starts to get a little wet, it just dries it up.
That is a really good tip right there. Yeah. Just get a fan just and get have a fan. Follow you everywhere.
Yep. Then you'll never be sweaty and you always look fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yep.
Well, hey, since we've got a lot of fans following us right now, and a lot of viewers following us, we've got a message that you guys need to check out. After Buzzers, our network, produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and much more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we do need your help. So listen up. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of your favorite YouTube channels, our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. So sweet of you. If you're worried about pesky notifications, though, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel. What's our channel, Imani? It is the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. It's right behind you. Making the Team. Subscribe to that one and any other channel that you like as well. Let us know that you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you live on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Woohoo!
Yay!
On to official uniform fitting. That is, like, such an iconic moment for these girls, I'm sure. They have this uniform everywhere. Party City, Halloween Spirit. All these stores are back open for this year. And just putting on that uniform has to be so special for these girls, because they worked so hard for it, and they've only dreamt of this moment.
Absolutely. Are you giving us kind of like a clue as to what you're going to be this Halloween?
Honestly, I should.
You'd be a one hot Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Thank you, girl.
Pom-poms, boots, yes. Girl, go for it.
You know what? I'm going to do it.
I think you should.
I'm going to say it live on the air. I'm going to be a DCC.
We want pictures.
For Halloween. Yeah, we can post it. No, that's...
Light.
I always think about it every year, but then I never end up doing it. Yeah. But now I have reason, because we're doing this show.
Aw, she's like, inspired.
I'm inspired. Thank you, girl. I'm going to do that.
No, you're right. The costumes, or not the costumes, but the actual uniform for these ladies and the actual fitting, that's a lot of pressure for them.
For sure.
Talk about nipping and tucking.
Yeah, they're like making the shorts shorter. Mm-hmm. And, the Kelly knot. That's what she called it. When she takes the blouse and she pulls it super tight. Yeah. So you have like double D's instead of A cups.
Hello, girls. Hello.
Yeah, it's like, woo. I've seen my friends that have done pro teams, like for NFL, mm-hmm. and their boobs are literally up to their like neck. And then I see them normally, I'm like, where did those come from?
Yeah.
Just for that one game. Yeah.
No, you're right. I had to actually like rewind it a couple of times to get some of the, she was really doing like, it super tight and pulling hard. And I was like, oh, I need to do that more.
Right. Or you can get like a Victoria's Secret bombshell.
Mm.
I hear those work great. I need one of those.
You probably have some. I bet you do. Cute.
Put those puppies together. Also, they said the DCC uniform was in the Museum for American History. I think that shows how iconic this team is for a cheer team uniform to be in an American History Museum.
They are, I mean, they are the quintessential, you know, all-American cheerleader team uniform that you can think of. You know, I can't say that other than being a Saints fan and knowing what some of the what the cheerleaders wear for the New Orleans Saints, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, like that uniform, like you said, is totally iconic. The blue, the white, the stars. Now I know there's 15 of them.
Yeah. Oh right. Yeah, yeah.
Before, but no, they are beautiful. They're beautiful uniforms. They're fun to watch and see.
They look so blank without the stars. When they're just like, the girl's like, I don't want to take it off. And they're just dancing in the mirror. Yeah. You can tell something's missing and it's all those stars.
Right.
Because it looked incomplete.
And they don't get the 15 stars until they make the team.
Yeah. They mentioned the football team doesn't get a star on the roster. Mm-hmm. So all through their training camp or like preseason game, they don't even have a star either until they're like officially making the money.
Official.
Yeah. Super official. the two girls, the legacies, Dayton and Victoria, this was like a dream come true from actually trying on the uniform, seeing their mother in the uniform in so many pictures, I'm sure, and so many stories. And Kelly actually took a picture with Victoria and recreating that moment that she had with her mother.
So cute.
Which is really cute.
That was adorable to see that. And I just was thinking, Victoria, don't break your back. Kelly, sorry, but you are not the same weight that you were back in the picture that you took with her mother. Poor Victoria had to lift her up. I was like, now Kelly, she looks beautiful. And by no means, she's totally fit. She looks great. Mm-hmm. But I'm still. I was like, Victoria, don't break anything. Oh.
I know. The picture was really cute, though.
It was.
Notice their hair in the throwback picture.
Super big.
It's just big.
Big,
it's
big,
so
big.
So cute. It's like that would never happen today at all. Unless you're like team natural.
Bigger,
like
black bigger girl. The hair, closer.
Yeah. Like,
take it there. Which, by the way, I had my hair big yesterday, next time. Yeah. But yeah, the bigger the hair, the closer to God. I mean, isn't that like the Dallas anthem?
Yeah, that's true. And their hair was very big. It was cute.
We didn't see a lot of Victoria, though, this
No, this and episode. I was also excited that they didn't say anything about her body, because I know, like, previously they talked about her stomach, and I was worried that when she tried the costume on, or the uniform, they were going to mention something about her stomach, but they didn't mention anything about anyone's body. I don't know if, because it's 2018, and everyone's really aware of body shaming.
Right. They talked about Dayton's. They talked about a complete like reversal of what they said to Victoria, just saying her body was made for that uniform.
Yeah. And I thought that was really cool because Dayton's body isn't like size zero.
You're right.
Like some of those girls are really small and they had abs and they were like, look like very fit. Mm-hmm. And Dayton just looks like, she looks very healthy.
Curvaceous.
Normal, curvy. And they were praising that body type. So I thought that was really cool. Instead of necessarily praising the really, really tall, like slim girls.
Nope,
so,
you're right.
Yeah,
I liked that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had a little curve in her back, a little booty.
She was working
it.
She
looked good.
And I think it totally helped her confidence, which, in my opinion, Dayton needs. Because, again, my opinion, she's kind of slacking in some other areas, like performing.
Yeah, and personality. She's just so dry.
Yeah, she's just a little too relaxed, and I just need her. I need a little more vibrancy coming from her. But hey, you know, when someone tells you your body was made for that Dallas Cowboys cheerleader uniform, I'm like, hello,
put me in, coach.
Right?
Yeah. No, she's very dry, and it's like you don't know how to read her when she's talking in confessionals. I'm like, it just makes me like kind of cringe because she's just so like monotone. I'm like, are you excited?
Totally
like,
boring.
I need some emotion. Like, I want to see some tears, some laughter, like excitement.
Right.
She's just kind of just there.
I hate to compare her to Victoria, but Victoria's like, you know, she's vibrant. She's exciting, you know.
Yeah.
She's gregarious, talks to the other ladies, and just seems like she's a ball to be around. So, right. But that's not what we're getting from Dayton. So.
Yeah. Step your game up. Oh, wait. Kelly said something about Dayton that we were both like, ooh, because she said, oh, and they said that she looked the best in the uniform.
Yeah.
And then Kelly was like, well, she needs to win at something. Do you remember that? That was like so much shade.
Again, you are watching us while we were watching this together.
Yeah.
Like, you were checking us out because you totally picked up on it. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
Yikes.
Shady.
But she wasn't lying.
She was not lying. Yeah, because she does need to step her game up. You can look perfect in the uniform, but if your dancing isn't perfect, your personality and stage presence isn't there, you're not going to get in the uniform officially with the 15 stars. Oh, Dayton. Next up was the fitness with Jay Johnson. And Jay Johnson's there every season. It said he was there 15 years?
15 yeah, yeah, I think
that,
so. Yeah.
So he definitely has a huge say on who makes the team. He even said it in tonight's episode that he was like, the reason why girls aren't here is because of me, because I go back and tell.
Okay. And I was like, coach?
Jeez.
I mean, I know he holds a lot of weight, but goodness gracious.
He yells the whole time when he was just telling them what their instructions were going to be.
Yeah.
He's like, da, da, da.
You stop laughing.
Yeah.
You laugh like that, I'm sending you home.
Yeah.
Okay, he didn't say those words verbatim, but
basically, yeah. I was like, they're just having a good time. It doesn't mean that they're slacking off or they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing because they're laughing. They're trying to find enjoyment in working out.
Right.
Like, they're just trying to laugh through the pain.
As grueling as this competition is, I mean, for them to be able to smile and have some downtime, hello. But he was like, he wasn't having it.
Yeah, he was not having it. They called it the Jay's Power Squad, and they had a fitness competition to test who was going to be the fittest DCC in training camp. Mm-hmm. And they start off with the mile. And at first when I was like, okay, that sounds like a lot. But then it's really not because, you know, I'll be doing a couple of miles here and there.
Okay.
You know,
that's how you stay all birdie. I see.
And if you, a mile, it really isn't that bad.
I know. We ran miles. You did in PE class in eighth grade. We did the mile, the timed mile. Okay. And I think even back then we were like, what, 12 years old? I mean, everyone did it between 8 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one, again, I'm coming back to Dayton. Seriously, girl, you saw this.
Yeah.
Dayton complained about running 1 mile. She said she almost felt like she was going to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? It's one. It's not like it's 3 miles. Mm-hmm. It's not 5. It's not 10. It's 1.
Mm-hmm.
These women are like the best performers, and some may disagree, but athletes, you know, I mean, they are athletic and in fit, not in fit, but in shape. So I would think that a mile would be nothing.
Right. I think it's because running is hard. And if you don't work out on a consistent basis, you're not going to be able to run or go to the gym. Like they may dance a lot, but they're like two different workouts. I noticed that when I'm dancing, I'm like, okay, I do a workout. I'm like,
no, are you serious? Oh yeah,
because it's weird. It's like you're just using different muscles. Okay. You're just going about it differently. Maybe because dancing, you're performing usually.
Okay,
so you're like kind of distracted and
but
working out.
One a mile.
I know
money.
It's not that bad. She was like, I'm gonna vomit. I'm like, girl, don't at least fake it. Don't say it out loud because Jay Johnson's gonna get you and have you kicked off training camp.
You could easily run a mile.
Yeah, and then especially on the treadmill because it shows you it's like 0.1, 0.2, and then, you know, you get to the mile and you're like, oh, I'm done. If you just run it fast enough, you could be done pretty fast.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, gotta get your fitness up, y'all. The next competition was a push-up competition, and upper body workouts are hard for me.
Me too.
Like push-ups, I can't even do a pull-up, can you?
So, you know, I just dogged everyone who can't run a mile.
Yeah.
So people are fans listening, people watching on YouTube. I can barely do a full push-up. You heard me say, can I bend my knees?
Yeah.
Because then I can do a push-up.
Right.
But a full-fledged push-up, I'm like dying.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I don't know how many Dayton did, but she probably did more than I could.
Yeah. I feel like their number was pretty high
when they said some of those were not full push-ups, Imani.
Yeah,
some of them were like, and then some of them were using their hair to kind of camouflage and a full push-up. I was like, that's a good trick.
That's a good trick. They were doing like the jerky push-ups.
They were like, one, two, three, four, five. And I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even harder when you put your hands like closer together like this and then like push ups like this. Mm-mm. Yeah.
I'm working on the planks.
That's, yeah. I think women love to do like lower body. So booty workout, thighs.
Yeah.
Girls are usually more into like cardio thing because we're trying to usually, I feel like people are trying to lose weight all the time. So, and then the guys are usually all into the arms. And no leg day.
You're
and that's why
something.
You guys' arm.
That's what
you
guys it
have
is.
Skinny legs and big arms. And we're well-rounded.
I'm done with you. That is so funny. But you know what? You're right. I hadn't thought of it like that.
Yeah.
That is probably really true. Like, yeah.
We love to get that booty work in.
Yes, we do. I'm constantly out there doing some squats and doing some one-twos.
Exactly. And then the third part was the sit-up competition. And I think most of the numbers were like in the 40s. Mm-hmm. Sit-ups burn for sure if you do enough of them, but I'd prefer doing sit-ups and cardio and arm stuff. Like.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather do sit-ups all day.
Yeah, I can totally do sit-ups.
Yeah, because it's just like.
See, it's a cake.
And after a while, your stomach gets numb when you do enough.
You're doing a lot. Because mine never gets numb.
I'm working hard in the gym.
Yes, you are. And it pays off. It pays off. But no, I think you're right. I think the sit-ups are pretty easy for the ladies. And all of them, for the most part, looked great and did a great job.
Yeah.
Who won again?
Jasmine, Daphne, Madeline, or Madeline
mm-hmm.
Jalen, and Hannah. So there's five winners.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm like, look at them go.
Hannah's really doing her thing, too.
Yeah. And it's cool because now that's going to be taken back to Kelly and Judy, and they're going to be like, oh, they're fit. They probably look bomb in the uniform. Mm-hmm. And they're in there just like that.
Just like that.
How often do you work out?
All the time.
Yes.
All the time. Okay, I try to work out 3 to 4 times a week.
That's great, yeah.
So that I can stay in my jeans, my cute little tops.
Stay snacked.
Looking like a snack?
Yes. Snack. A full entree. Yes. There you go.
Not quite. But yes, I'm working on it.
Good. Yeah.
And it's good for the heart.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
I think if you find, like if your reasoning for working out is more than just trying to lose weight or a specific goal, like, oh, I'm going on vacation or I'm doing this or I'm doing this. It becomes a lifestyle more.
Yes.
Because you just constantly do it. Like when you get to the point where it's like brushing your teeth, where it's like, oh, I got to work out today. It's a part of my schedule. Then you're like, that's fitness goals right there.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, because it's more than just looking good. It's about feeling good. It's about keeping, you know, your heart healthy, but it's also about breaking the stress. For me, I know that's essential. Like, you know, there's nothing like breaking a tough day or a bad mood, like a run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Yes, run. Because the mile's easy, right?
Yes. And do several of them.
Right. Oh, fitness. Yes.
Fitness.
One of the coaches was talking about food, about meal plans and all that jazz. But something that we both thought was really cool that she said to eat sweets and like kind of bad foods earlier in the day so you can burn it off later. And instead of eating it at night, so you're not just sleeping on it, on this heavy food.
It's just not sitting in your tummy.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's interesting because, I mean, it's funny. Instead of hearing it as, you don't do it all the time, just eat in moderation, I hear it like, oh, I'm going to eat all my junk food in the morning. You know? I'm like, yeah.
She's not giving you an excuse to eat junk food.
That's what I hear. Like, one part of my brain is like, oh, yeah. Eat that Twinkie in the morning for breakfast.
Haagen-Dazs for breakfast. Put it in your cereal.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
No. Don't do that. No good.
Right. But that's really cool that you're just burning it off throughout the day, which makes total sense.
It's a really good tip. Like, I took it to heart when I heard it. I was like, you know what? I do sometimes indulge later at night, and I should probably hold off. So,
yeah. And it is hard because, like, one of the girls was saying they get out of practice so late, so she's hungry when you get home. You're working out. They're in practice. So they're working out. They're coming back home, like, probably raiding the refrigerator and the cabinets. Like, I do that after I dance or work out. I'm starving. And if you worked out later in the night and you save you already ate dinner, you're going to come home still hungry because you just worked it all off. So it is kind of hard to not eat super late, I find.
I agree, and I was sort of surprised when I heard one of the rookies say that when she's stressed out, she loses her appetite. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And I was just like, who doesn't eat when they're stressed out? But, you know, she's probably not alone. There are probably a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not necessarily healthy. In fact, probably not at all.
Yeah.
So, no, I think all the advice that was given from the nutritionist was sound advice, you know?
Yes. It
really made a lot of sense.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to take all that information and put it into my
Balanced meals.
Yes. There you go. Meal prep, guys.
Yeah, meal prep.
There you go.
Yeah.
So after that, they went into their second rehearsal of the show tonight. And it was so cute. They started off with Daphne. She missed her UCLA graduation because she's at training camp. And Kelly and Judy set up like a whole ceremony with cap and gown. And they had someone speak. And they had her friends like on a camera, her mom on FaceTime, and the girls all lined up as she walked down the little aisle. That's so cute.
That was so, can you imagine missing your graduation?
I know.
After working so hard for 4 or 5 or 6 years, however long, and then, you know, giving it up for something that you really, really want to do. Because it's not just you, it's your family. Like mom and dad, they missed out on watching you walk across, you know, to get your diploma.
Yeah, and it's super huge because high school, I mean, not everyone finishes, but that's like a norm, high school, to finish high school. But college is like, that's an extra stepping stone that you took that you want to be able to celebrate with your family, your friends, and for yourself. So to miss that, like, you have to be completely sure that you're going to make that team.
It's a huge sacrifice.
Yeah. I had friends that missed their high school graduation because some years ago, I competed at Miss Teen USA.
Go, Imani!
I'm just a little passion girl
over
here.
You need to wear your crown. I'm going to bring a crown for you next week.
Just a throwback. And they missed their graduation to go to compete at Miss Teen USA.
Okay.
So, I mean, I was like, wow, that really does suck.
Cause that's dedication.
Yeah, all your friends are there, and you never get that moment back either, so kudos to her for taking that risk
for the team to do that for her.
Yeah, and they were all getting emotional, and I was like, yes, they're like a bond, a little family.
Yeah.
After that, they had Michelle, I forget her last name, but she was a former DCC, and she came in to choreograph for week number 3's routine. And her style, like she said, was very precise and big movement, and she focused more on what the dances would look like on the field. And you can tell that some of the girls were having some trouble with their memory and memorizing their routine, which was like kind of hard to watch. Especially, I think Melina was one of them.
Yeah.
That she goes back and forth a lot.
She does. But, and, you know, in this episode, we saw a lot of her, a lot of the turmoil, a lot of the obstacles that she faces holding a full-time demanding job and also trying to become a DCC girl. You know, so you really see how it hurts her performance.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a long day. She's trying to hold down this full-time job. And then she's got to go to practice. Yeah. She's probably already drained. And we've discussed before, you know, she's not the only one who is doing this. But it's definitely taken a toll on her.
Yeah, for sure. And granted, they just learned the routine. So other episodes we've seen, they've had days to practice it. So I think they have to kind of give them a benefit of the doubt that they just learned it and they have to perform it right away. Whereas when they're on the team, they're not performing it right away. And I think that's sometimes where they're a little bit unrealistic. And it's like, realistically, they're not doing that. They're going to have days to practice, weeks to practice. They're going to eventually start doing the same routines over and over again.
Sure.
So, of course, they're not going to look perfect yet because they just learned it. And it's hard to do that just right away. And something that Michelle, the choreographer, mentioned was the girls were forgetting a lot, and she said that they were sitting too long, and Judy was like, oh, if I was sitting, I would be able to know that dance, like, the back of my hand when I got up there, and I was like, that's not true, and as a dancer, let me tell you guys, no, if you're in an audition, and you're sitting there, like, all, like, the whole time waiting for the other groups to go, and you're watching people kill it, mess up, or whatever the case may be, when it's your time, you might forget because your body is at it's rested now. It forgot about the choreography. But as soon as you learn it, you're like on a go. You're like, you're hyped now. It's like, let's go. Let's do it. I like to go first.
You like to go first. So it's not that you're sitting there watching them perform the routine and then getting it into your head, like memorizing it through the brain. It's like you actually have to be physical and do the movements to get it.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Like, they're kind of just sitting in the corner because you don't want to be distracting while the other groups are going. But even when you're able to practice a little bit, sometimes when you do it too many times, you overthink the steps. And then now you're messing up the steps. Okay. When after you learned it, it's fresh. There's no time for overthinking because you're just doing exactly what you just were taught. So I think the best way to is like a little bit in the middle, like let some groups go and then you go. Okay. But you don't want to be last.
Okay.
And you probably don't want to be first.
Yeah. Okay. Noted. When I try out for DCC.
Yeah. Just remember what I told you.
Got it.
So you'll be on the team, girl.
Woohoo. Love that.
After that, they had brought some girls into the office, which dun dun dun, there was a cut made.
What's gonna happen?
The first one was actually Christian.
Uh-oh.
She went into the office earlier in today's episode. But that was really cool how she showed her like her platform.
Yes,
Sign language. Yeah. And they had her do everything that she was saying to them in sign language, which was really cool. It shows her passion.
And you could see her come alive.
Yeah.
You know, because she has kind of been like demure and just kind of, you know, soft spoken. But then when she started talking about what she did and why she chose that profession, she did really come to life and you saw her kind of light up.
Yeah. And I was like, that's super cool because she, that's just something that's not common.
Right. For her.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about overall just like, knowing sign language. Yeah, no, you're like, right.
That's
kudos
not,
to her.
Yeah. I love that part. That was really cute.
They did too. Kelly and Judy fell in love with her at that point.
Yeah. And they also had Melina in the office and they told her they'd be surprised if she didn't make the team. So that's a huge compliment. Yeah. They really like her.
After deciding she's going to quit her job?
Yeah. Because they gave her the schedule to show her boss. Like, you can tell they're really fighting for her. They want her on the team.
I love that.
And then she resigned from her job. I'm like, that is terrifying. Like, you're putting all your eggs in one basket. Yeah. Which is cool. I like how some people say there's no plan B. Because plan A has to work. So,
burn all bridges.
Follow your dreams, girl.
No, definitely Melina's one of my favorites. I'm pulling for her.
And the last one was, there was Gabby. And she just kind of she needed a wake-up call. So, I thought she was doing fine.
I did, too. I mean, it's like, we haven't seen her in the office.
Yeah, they just needed someone to pull in the office.
Right.
And then the final one was Jasmine. And she got cut, y'all.
She got cut.
Yeah. And it was kind of shocking because we haven't seen her yet.
No, we haven't seen her in the office.
Yeah.
But as you were saying, Imani, there's a big difference between being a cheerleader and being a dancer. And tonight, that was the difference.
Yeah. And honestly, I see where they're coming from because if she doesn't have the technique, she's not going to get it in the next 6 weeks.
She said she was a star cheerleader, like a performing competitive cheer is what she's versed at. But it didn't help her out much tonight.
Yeah. And then when she went home, all the girls were crying. I was like, oh, wow. They're a family.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Because she's gone now.
Yeah.
What do you
think? Maybe they're still friends.
maybe on social media.
Maybe it was just like, I do know when you're with a group of girls, like for a short amount of time, but all day, you form like a close bond. Because it was really quick, but they were all really sad to see her go. So we'll see. Maybe that was just for show and they're not friends anymore.
Bummer.
But let's get into our cheer history. We got a special segment for you guys tonight. Take it away.
Can I get a C?
C.
Can I get an H?
H.
Can I get an E?
E.
E-R.
E-R.
Okay.
E-R. Cheer. Cheer
Thank
history.
You. Imani, you are the best wing woman. Thank you for coming along with me. Okay, y'all. Yes, it is time for cheerleader history of this week. I found out something new that's pretty cool. Did you know that 4 former presidents were also cheerleaders?
What?
4. Can you, any guess? Can you name one? Can you take a guess at one former president who was a cheerleader?
Bill Clinton.
That would have been awesome.
I know. But I feel like he's like a cool dude that was left. That
no.
Was a cheerleader with-
Clinton was not, but George W. Bush. Was a cheerleader at Yale. Ronald Reagan was a cheerleader at Eureka College. Dwight D. Eisenhower, a cheerleader at West Point.
Mm.
And then last but not least, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Look at that.
Harvard cheerleader.
That is incredible.
Isn't that cool?
And it's crazy because like right now we have 3 guys that are in the NFL pro team. And people were complaining about that, and little did they know we had 4 presidents that were cheerleaders.
4 former, yep, that's right.
Come
so cheerleaders
through.
Can be anything, lawyers, doctors, nurses, teachers, and presidents.
Yes, I love that.
Yay! Glad you approve.
I love that. That's a good one, cheer history. Next up, we have some news and gossip, and we're going to take it right back to you, girl.
I'll take it from here, everybody. All right, y'all. So something that's also pretty awesome news, Kelly Finglas, one of the main director of the DCC Women Girls. She is saying that there are discussions, a little bit of a rumor here, that they're going to do a special segment about Where Are They Now?
Oh, that's
a Where
so
Are They
cool.
Now series for former cheerleaders, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Oh, so it's going to be like its own show?
Yeah. Like, oh, wow. Tonight's episode, we saw one of the, they always introduce Bring Someone Back. They yeah. might have like their own series.
That's really cool.
I'll be watching that.
Yeah, I would like that. Especially, I mean, a lot of the girls I probably wouldn't know, but it'd be cool to get to know.
Right.
And we watch this show every week, so.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? That's
I follow cool. Kelly on Twitter, and she is a fun follow.
Oh,
so check
good.
Her out. Kelly Finglass.
Yes, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
So follow for them. Next week, what are your predictions?
You're After Buzz TV.
What's going to happen next week? Okay, I think, of course, we're going to see more cuts. Mm-hmm. And am I a Dayton hater?
I mean,
probably. Okay, sorry, Dayton, but I got to see her go. I want her to go.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, listen, you're taking up space.
Yeah.
Get out of here, girl.
She's just next a year. Favorite, a legacy.
Yeah.
So they're giving her the, even though they're trying to act like they're not giving her the benefit of the doubt, they totally are. Yeah. Like, for sure.
So I think that's going to happen next week, and that's my only prediction.
No. Nice.
Are you giving yours?
Yes. My prediction is, well, I guess we kind of seen it in next time on DCC, when Victoria falls. I think it was Victoria, because they have like a showcase or something. Yeah. I think that the showcase is really going to separate who's like really technically trained in showmanship and who's not, because when you're able to kind of just go out there and do your own thing, it's like there could be a girl doing 5 pirouettes into an aerial, and then another girl that's just like,
I love the terminology. Like, what was that?
You know, and then another
girl, such a dancer.
I know. Another girl that's just not there technically. So I think we'll really be able to separate who's like really good and who's not so good. Okay. But that's my prediction. Yeah, well, thank you guys for tuning in today, and I can't wait for next week when Travis Wall from So You Think You Can Dance will come by and choreograph for them, and he's super talented, so I'm really excited for that. Once again, I'm your host, Imani Blackman, and you can follow me on all social media outlets at Imani_Blackman.
You're so organized, Imani. I'm Stefan Chase. You can follow me on the gram at Poca930. Hope to see you there.
See you later. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.